Now, from the KSRM studios on K Beach Road, this is This Week on the Kenai, where the KSRM News Department recaps the largest issues from the week that was. With the top stories from Monday, here's KSRM's Nick Sorrell.
Additional charges were brought against a Seward man on Wednesday, November 27th, in connection to an ongoing Alaska State Trooper investigation into a drug operation troopers busted in September of this year. 39-year-old John Mitch Spears was identified as an accomplice of Michelle Spears and John Hoogland, who were both arrested in September on multiple drug-related counts after a two-month investigation. According to troopers, subsequent investigation after the arrests of Hoogland and Michelle Spears revealed that John Spears played a significant role in the purchase, transportation, and sale of illegal drugs. John Spear, who was wanted on multiple warrants, had already been arrested in October on charges of misconduct involving controlled substances, petition to revoke probation, false report, assault, and criminal mischief after troopers were notified of his location. At that time, Spears attempted to barricade himself in the residence of his brother Luke Spears, but surrendered without further incident, troopers said. Michelle Spears, 58, and John Hoogland, 68, were both arrested in September following a two-month investigation by troopers beginning in July of this year. The pair were arrested after a search warrant was executed on a residence in Seward. Troopers added that further arrests are expected to be made in relation to this case. The U.S. Coast Guard said Sunday it's searching for five people after a fishing boat reportedly capsized in rough weather and seized near Alaska's capital of Juneau. The crew of the approximately 50-foot boat, the Windwalker, sent a mayday call that the vessel was overturning around 12:10 a.m., but the Coast Guard's attempts to get more information from the crew went unanswered, according to a Coast Guard press release.
There was a mayday report from the members of this vessel that's currently being searched for. They reported that the vessel was overturning, and that was all they got. Any further attempts to reach the vessel were not responded to.
That was Coast Guard Petty Officer John Hightower. The Windwalker capsized on waters off Point Coverdon, southwest of Juneau. The crew of a ferry named the AMHS Hubbard overheard the broadcast and went to the scene first, with the Coast Guard launching an MH-60 Jayhawk helicopter and a response boat.
So far, the only evidence of the vessel that has been found physically are seven immersion suits that were floating in, I believe there were four floating in the water and three found on shore near the search area.
Responders faced heavy snow, winds up to 60 miles per hour, and 6-foot seas, with part of the region, which is located in the Gulf of Alaska, under a winter storm warning. Last month, a crowd gathered at a Fairbanks venue to celebrate the confirmation of U.S. Ambassador-at-Large for Arctic Affairs, Mike Sfraga, an Alaskan and the first ever person to hold the newly created position. Sfraga's confirmation was a priority of Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski, who pushed for the creation of the Arctic Ambassador post and was seen personally lobbying her colleagues on the Senate floor during the vote. It took more than a year after Sfraga's nomination for the U.S. Senate to confirm him, but now, not even 3 months in, he may soon be out of a job. Sfraga was appointed by President Joe Biden, and it's typical for politically appointed ambassadors to resign their posts during presidential transitions. Others, like those serving as ambassadors to Kenya and South Africa, have already announced their departures. Sfraga, a geographer who has also worked at a think tank and University of Alaska Fairbanks, has not publicly made such an announcement. Republican U.S. Senator Dan Sullivan said in a brief interview that Sfraga's fate is likely up to President Donald Trump. Coming up, we'll take a look at the stories from Tuesday. This is KSRM News.